This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We're live from Casa Beacherini. Yes, the home, the palatial home of one Sandy Beach and his fiance, the lovely Bernadette Pollock. We're here today. I've come up with a solution for the National Hockey League. As you know, National Hockey League is scrambling. What are they to do? How are they to finish the season? Should they go into the playoffs? What if you can't cross the border? I mean, there's a lot of questions here. And one of the questions, of course, is how good will the ice be if it gets too close to summertime? You can't play on really wet ice or melting ice and stuff like that. So, Tony, I've come up with a great solution.
Oh, yeah? Lay it on us.
Roller hockey.
I love it.
Roller hockey. They can play on any surface. And if you can skate, you should be able to roller skate, don't you think?
Yeah. Roller hockey is a lot of fun, believe me.
Now, I'm going to ask, what's harder to do, ice skating or roller skating?
Ice skating.
Ice skating. What do you say, Buzz?
Yeah, I would say ice skating.
Yeah. Bernie, roller skating or ice skating, which is harder to do? She's rolling it around. She's very scientific. She's not willing to give me an answer. I'm thinking ice skating has to be tougher. But anyway, got that going on. Anyway, the good news is things are beginning to loosen up. I know Buzzy is looking at three different Speedos. That's good. I'm sure the management of the store is saying, get that kid out of here. He keeps pressing his nose against the glass. Doesn't he know that we can bring the Speedo to him, but he can't come to the Speedo?
The funny thing is, Sandy, that is 100% accurate. I have it down for three Speedos of 2020. Yes, Speedo season is here regardless of COVID-19.
And if you do buy one of those Speedos, they'll probably put it on a long pole and push it out to the curb and with a Speedo on it, and that's the best that Speedo's ever going to look. They'd be better off making an airplane out of it and floating it over to you. I'm telling you. A lot of stuff going on. First of all, we'll find out. I always ask what's going on with my guys so that I can harass them about it later in the show.
Ooh, I like that.
Tony, what's going on with you?
Well, before we get into what's going on, I have a question for you. During this time, yes, and this is where you are an expert, so you can answer this, and that is, with all of this going on right now, is now the perfect time for anyone to buy a vehicle?
Oh, it's a great time. Yeah, right now they have online stuff. And you can do that. I would find it hard to buy online. I really have to sit in and drive any vehicle I'm interested in. But as soon as those doors are open, they are going to be very happy to see customers. I can tell you that, because they got a huge investment there. And as I've said before, if indeed you were thinking of buying one, this would be an ideal time to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking this morning, because I passed by a couple of dealerships on my way, and I see they have big signs up. We are open, service department is open, sales, whatever, and yeah. And trying to get people to buy a car. In fact, I saw a commercial last night, and I think it was for Chevrolet, where they show the inside, I guess, being disinfected, and then they put a sticker on the door to show that nobody has been inside the car.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. There's a big investment in the automobile industry is a huge part of any community, especially we have a very active, vigorous, and good group of dealers in Western New York. But yeah, if I were thinking of buying a car just before, as soon as that door opened, I'd be right there. I'd be right there. And a pick of the litter, best deal. I'm thinking it's a good time.
So nobody, if you want to test drive a car right now, you can't, or you would have to make it.
My understanding is there are some hoops to jump through, and it's possible, but it's not clearly defined. Have you noticed that a lot of the things in this whole virus thing aren't clearly defined? Like even the list of the phases. Like, for instance, the phases from the federal government and the phases for the state government don't coincide. And one of the things we're going to do is a continuation of yesterday's show. The churches are last phase in Buffalo, and they're first with the White House. So you figure that one out. So they're not clear. At one time, I had heard that a salesman can't be with you, but they can leave a key on the seat, and you can pick up the key and take the car for a ride. And then, there's a lot of strange stuff, and I didn't get into it because they didn't put out a primer. So you just look at it and say, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do. It's very fuzzy. And I don't think the authorities are any more up to date on it than anybody else is. But you can buy online if you know exactly what you want, and you drove it before the closures here, then you could buy it online, make a deal online if you want to. I get nervous about online, but for cars, but you could if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this would be the best time to get a deal as far as dealerships willing to make deals just to get the inventory off the lot.
Tom Atkins, who was our chief engineer and on-air personality and good friend of mine, we were at KB one day, and it was snowing like crazy. And he always wanted a Datsun 240Z.
Oh, okay? By the way, that's a car that's on the rise right now in the collector's market.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
He always wanted one. And I was the program director, and he was the chief engineer. So I say to him, well, let's go and get you one. He says, are you kidding? We're in the middle of like a mini blizzard. I said, this is the time to get it. Trust me, it's the time to get it. So he gets in my car and we drive to the Nissan dealer. It was Datsun at the time. And when we left, he owned a 240Z.
Cool.
And he hadn't even told his wife. he probably said, Sandy made me do it. I said, you're never going to get a better deal than you get right now. I can just tell you that right now. Now, today, right now, get in my car. We'll go there. And we went there. And sure enough, within, I think, 20 minutes, he had the car.
Nice.
That's nice. Nice thing. And you can blame it on me. All right. What's new with you, Buzzy?
Nothing. No, everything's just dandy, Sandy. You've got the beautiful weather outside. Live sports back tonight with NASCAR, the Toyota 500.
Yeah.
So another race at Darlington. So if you've got that, you know, we had the baseball on in the studio this morning. You've got NASCAR on tonight. Starting to get those sporting events back in rotation. Everyone knows about Sunday's big golf tournament. We've been talking about it for, I think, a couple months now on this show.
That should be good. You know what I'm hoping happens at Darlington tonight?
What's that?
I hope somebody runs over the emu. I am so sick of that commercial.
And Doug.
Yeah. I am so sick of that emu commercial.
Same here.
And the Progressive insurance commercial, Flo.
Oh, she's definitely won her time.
It took you to 2020 to be sick of Flo. I was sick of Flo a decade ago.
I was hoping Flo was on the outside when they closed the border. I hope she was in like Yugoslavia or something, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Her and the gecko.
Yeah, the gecko is still kind of cute. Every once in a while. Not all the Greccos are cute, but some of them are. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Start talking about cars. All of a sudden, the text board lights up. Some guy said that I sold my anniversary Nissan Z to his uncle. I remember that car. It was a special edition. It had a T-top, which at that time was the cat's meow. It had a T-top and a gold. It was tinted gold. The part, the inserts were tinted gold. And when you turned on the music, it had a separate control for each seat for vibration. So that as the bass would come on and things like that, you would feel it in your back, and you could turn it up as much as you wanted. It was really, really cool. So if you needed a little vibration, that's what you did. I know my wife used to sit in the car in the garage, so I'm thinking, shut that engine off. You're liable to asphyxiate yourself.
I'm feeling good vibrations.
Look out there, she's smoking a cigar.
She's giving me excitations.
That was a beautiful car.
Sounds it.
I'll never forget the sales manager came up. He said, Sandy, be careful with this car, because it had a hot engine in it, too. He said, be careful with this car. I want to be able to sell you more down the line. Which was really funny and probably truthful, too.
You know what I found out is that a lot of the manufacturers, you know, I knew that they would, let's say, fib about the horsepower.
Oh, they did all the time.
I thought most of it was for environment reasons. No, they did it for insurance reasons. So if you had a car that was rated really at around 390 horse and they'd listed at 350 just so that they could save you money on your insurance.
Well, it's the same, too, as if you have four seats or have two seats. Why do you think one of my fastest cars ever. I'm trying to think if I should name it or not. Only it has four seats.
Well, the Challenger's four seats, right?
Yeah. But that there's enough room there that you could actually use them. But what I'm thinking of is a certain car that I had within the last 6 or 7 years, very fast, and it has two seats in the back. That you would have to be minus your legs in order to sit there. Your legs would have to go up through the sunroof or out the windows because there's no way you could put them down. You know what I'm talking about? But that's why it has four seats.
To save you on insurance.
Save on insurance. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Tony, you'll never give up the name of that car.
No.
We want to keep it a secret.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what's going on. We're all here getting through this and that. And I'll be glad to hear now. I guess they're talking about when will the Canadian and American borders be open. Same thing with the with Mexico. So our borders are closed all the way around. So the Mexican border and the Canadian border. And that's I think it's just been extended. I think they did that even this morning. So I think that's a good idea. And who was it was telling me? I get so many voices in my head now that they don't tell you. How many illegals have, was it you, Bernie? How many illegals have the virus? We don't know. Are you telling us no illegals have the virus? That wouldn't be very believable, would it? We don't know if a small number, a medium number, or a huge number have it.
Well, how about the homeless, Sandy? We thought, and I know I predicted and said when this, all this started, oh, well, the homeless are going to be hit the hardest. You know, filthy conditions in the street, not exactly the best hygiene. We figured the homeless would get hurt the hardest. We haven't heard any numbers on that.
Yeah, that's probably because they're not cooperative. I mean, they're certainly not going to fill out. Think right. about it like this. I've already filled out my census. Got the same day I got it, we filled them out and sent them back, okay? Do you think the homeless are going to be there jotting down census information and then other information regarding the virus? I don't think so.
No, but I figured the hospitals would have records.
Well, they might if they were given the information. Like yesterday, we were talking about $125 million that California has for illegals. They just have to sign up. My first question is, how do you prove you're an illegal? You're supposed to register. Okay, so what on that registration form is going to say that you are not here legally? Nothing. They're not going to be able to provide a piece of paper that says, here, the Harry here is homeless, but the bottom line is he's here legally. They don't have anything that says that. So basically, you just go and fill out, what do you even give for an address? Do you give an address where there's a group of homeless people? I don't understand that. And if you're going to get a check and you're going to claim to be homeless, is there no verification? I know, look what you have to go through even to cash a check. Like in Western New York, there's one bank that if you and it's a bank I use. It's one of the two banks that I use. That if you don't have an account, you got to take a thumbprint. All right, you think that the homeless are giving thumbprints? I don't think so. They're giving ID? They probably don't have any. So what would qualify them to get their check out of this $125 million? And this is a government handout to people directly, not a business stimulus. It's just a here, take this because you're homeless and you may have been influenced by the virus. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about some of it when we come back. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
My God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, have Buzzy look up. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I have a lot to talk about today, and the key word is testing. Testing. We've heard about testing right from the beginning of the virus. how important it was for us to get tested, if possible, not only for the individual okay for you to do this or that, but also to get the statistics in order so we see, okay, these people have been tested negatively, these have positive, what does the curve look like? And we learned all about that. And then we learned that, you know, this thing about antibodies, you can be tested for that, and it'll tell you if you've been exposed to it. Now, there are some false positives, so you have to throw that in there, too. But like right now, we have a survey going on. Does Buzzy have the numbers of what we got going on the survey?
Looking it up right now.
He's looking it up because we want to know if you have been tested. Have you been tested for the virus? Have you been tested for the antibodies? And that's very, very important as we, I see Mexico's going through what we went through at the beginning. Some of the population does not believe there is a virus. Maybe they're just a little behind the curve on that one. What do you think? I mean, where do they think all these people who have passed are passed from? So obviously the virus. Okay, we're running a survey. Buzzy, do you have those numbers?
I do. So on WBEN.com, we're asking, very simple, have you been tested? There are five selections. The leading selection now, and I don't understand this one, Sandy, maybe you can explain it to me. No, and I don't plan to. That is 71% of the respondents at WBEN.com.
Guess where I fit in.
Where's that?
Make that 71.1.
Really?
I have not been tested, and I don't intend to. It's not for any reason. I don't have any goal or anything else. It's just that I've only been out of the house twice since this started, and both times in a car did not get out of the car. So I think that it's not impossible for me to have gotten it, certainly. And Bernie, a little bit different. She's been out like four times, but also very limited. I mean, extremely limited. And so if I go and get tested, I have a good feeling that I don't have it. If I do, it's asymptomatic. And B, if I have the antibodies, I'd be very surprised. So yeah. I'm just not going to do it. It's not for any protest or whatever. How about you, Buzzy? Have you been tested?
I have not. And like you with the with COVID-19, I don't think I need to be tested for that. But I am definitely going to go get tested for the antibodies. A, because of people that have been around me that have been sick and might think they may have had it. And I'd be very interested to see if I had it and didn't show any symptoms.
And now we know one person who has an appointment to be tested, and that would be our broadcast partner, Tony Mad Dog Caligiuri.
That's correct. My appointment is June 6th, and what I don't understand is why it's taken so long for them to be able to get me in when, as our survey just showed that Joe read, that was it 70%?
Yes, 71%.
71% are not going to get tested, and it follows in line with things that I've been researching this morning, and that's a big problem across the country, that not enough people are going to get tested. I think it California, if I'm going to remember this correctly, they have the ability to test 100,000 people a day. They're only getting 40,000.
Okay, give me the rest of those numbers, Buzzy. That was the big takeaway number, but give me the rest of them.
All right, no, but I plan to be tested for one or both is 16%. Yes, I've been tested for the antibodies. That's 9%. Yes, I've been tested for COVID-19, 2%, and tested for both is at the bottom at 1%.
So only 1%, 1 out of 100. In our population has been tested for both. Now, I can see the value of the testing. It gives you a more definitive mathematics because the more people that you test, you can put them in a category when the results are out. I can see that. And if you've had more exposure than very limited exposure, I'm not saying I could never get it. Who knows? You can't see it. You don't know where it is. You do the best you can. I follow the instructions as best I can, but I'm in that 1%. I mean, so we're asking the audience Have you been tested? Have you been tested for either COVID or the antibodies? I'd like to know what it was like. What is the test like? How long did it take to get the results? Like anything medical, waiting for the results is like, you know, you're on pins and needles waiting for the phone to ring or the fax machine. Well, not fax machine. You're living in a timetable then. No matter where you are, you're waiting for that result. So I'm asking, have you been tested? What was it like? How did you come out? Okay. Also, a secondary question is one that I had as part of a group yesterday, but it has legs. And as a matter of fact, we did it yesterday for a full show, and it's in the newspaper today as an article. And that is, why are the churches in Western New York in the last phase? We're in phase four. When the White House, you're in phase one. So the White House puts it at the top, and we put it at the bottom. And I'm thinking, I wonder if the church leaders, because we talked to a woman who was very knowledgeable yesterday about all this, very rational too. Sometimes when you talk about religious things, people go off the deep end. We'll take a break, and I'll tell you what that second question is. We've got some people on the phone already, too, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Two questions. The first one is, have you been tested? We're kind of mirroring our theme of our survey today, which we're asking, have you been tested? Have you been tested for the COVID-19? Have you been tested for the antibodies? And what was it like? Explain the situation. How long did it take? What was your results, if you want to share those? And the second one is, should churches be moved up? We had this yesterday as one of our myriad. We had five subjects yesterday. I think that it's a mistake to have them in the last phase of Western New York and the first phase of the White House. Churches can be reconfigured. Some churches have different sections for seating. You could tape off rows and then optional seats. So you make seats 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, you get the picture, available, and every second row, so that even when you're kneeling, you're not right next to the person in front of you. That's not hard to do. Why is it they're not doing that? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Kathy in South Buffalo. Thank you. You're the first caller, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good show. I have to say, I went to visit a friend in a nursing home, and it was January 10th because I have it on my calendar, and I was fine. And I came home, and 2 days later, I was so sick. It was unbelievable. I mean, I had headache and stomach ache and fever and just awful. And then I was sick all of January, all of February, and into March.
Wow. Wow.
Finally went away. And I'm wondering if that was what I had, because about a month and a half ago, it must have been maybe the end of March, my friend family got a call, and they said, would they come and get her, because they did have a person that they thought had the virus. So they came and got their mother and took her to their home, and that's where she is now, and she's fine. But I really wonder if that was what I had.
It could have been. It certainly sounds like the symptoms and the clock and the calendar are right on that. That's what Tony's checking on, because he was ill with what everybody, Buzzy and I at least, we're not doctors, but certainly sounded like a flu-like symptoms, and that's why he's going to be tested to see if he has any antibodies.
Absolutely. And my second point, that was my first, my big one, but the second one is, I heard the most awful thing, that Mayor Brown is thinking of using Memorial Day to honor all of the workers for the coronavirus. I am outraged. That is, Memorial Day shouldn't be touched any more than Easter or any other holiday like that.
I agree. They can have a separate day. I totally agree with that.
Absolutely. I cannot believe in my friend who has the internet. I don't. But they said that it's all over the internet. I mean, I called the mayor's office yesterday, because I am outraged. That has nothing to do with this. You can't take that holiday, and it's not a holiday. It's a day of honor and remembrance. It should never be touched for any other reason or any other reason celebrated on that day.
I totally agree. I don't like it when they're revisiting holidays and moving things around and consolidating and this, that, and the other thing. I'm with you. Well, I'm glad you survived it. It certainly sounds like a long ordeal, and you were very uncomfortable. Are you going to get tested?
I don't know if I should or not. I really don't know.
Well, if you do get tested and find out you were exposed to it, you may have some antibodies now, which would be good.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that way, but I will rethink that. I'm a coward when it comes to needles and things. So, but I understand they draw blood when they do it because my friend went and they did the testing and he said they did take blood.
Well, look, I get my blood tested all the time. I get it tested at Roswell when I go there. I get it tested at Quest. They are so good that I guarantee the key to that, and I'm being truthful, is just don't look at the needle. Just look at something else. Pick a spot on the wall. Look at that. There is absolutely no pain with needles anymore, and the needles are so small and thin, you don't even know they did it. I always get the flu shot, too, in the fall, and that's usually at the drugstore.
I guess.
And they do such a phenomenal job that even a baby could get this shot without crying.
No, let me tell you something. I do get my flu shot every year, and I have no problem with that. I went in for shoulder surgery, and let me tell you, the nurse could not get the IV into my left arm. So she went and got the head nurse, and the head nurse came, and she's poking around. Now, I panic with a needle. You could come after me with a gun, and you might live. Or a knife. But if you had a needle in your hand, your chances are not very good. But the nurse couldn't get it, the head nurse. They went and got a doctor of some sort. They finally brought the anesthesiologist out of the operating room. He couldn't do it. They had to take me into the OR wide awake.
Wow. Wow. I know sometimes it depends on if they can find the vein or not. They roll them over and stuff like that.
I know.
They get rolled over, and that's why they can't find them.
Yeah, but find out about that, what the mayor is planning on doing, because I can't believe the veterans haven't been outraged already.
Yeah, I've not heard that, so we'll have to check it out. Well, thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Jason on line two. Pardon, he's gone? Not enough time.
We're going to be hitting the ramp out music soon.
Thank you, Tony. I always run into Rush Limbaugh. Always. There he is. He's around the corner. Pretty soon we'll be hearing the Rush Limbaugh theme music. And it means I went to a guest way too early and had to say goodbye. So hold on if you're on the line. We'll be talking to you after Rush Limbaugh and the news on News Radio 930 WBN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.